我先来回答两个简单的问题。
I'd like to go ahead and answer two easier questions.
我替江弟兄回答。
And I'm answering for Brother Stephen Kong.
今天早晨他不能来了。
This morning, he's not able to make it.
这头一个问题说，江弟兄说。
The first question, it starts with Brother Stephen Kong mentioned.
要有属灵的生命，要做到就是简单的四个字，信而顺服。
He said to have a spiritual beginning, we have to have these four words, trust and obey.
那么怎样才能信而顺服呢？
How can we trust and obey?
我的回答也很简单。
My answer is very simple.
你回去把那个信而顺服多唱几遍。
Sing a few more times of that song.
我不是开玩笑啊。
I'm not joking, seriously.
那首诗实在写得非常好。
That is truly a very good hymn.
你回去多唱，我想唱一遍不清楚再唱啊。
And sing it once, not clear enough, sing again.
那么认真的把里面的每一个字都唱一唱，你就清楚什么叫做信而顺服。
And sincerely sing through the entire song, and we will learn what that means.
当然这个在我们基督徒属灵生命里面实在是很重要的学习。
Because this is of supreme importance in our spiritual life.
我们既然相信我们的神，我们就应当顺服他。
Since we believe in our God, we ought to trust Him.
这是重要的一个
and obey Him. And so this is an important lesson.
简单的回答。
And so that's a simple answer to a simple question.
下面他还说，还有啊，亚当夏娃吃了识别，就是应该分别善恶树上的果子。
Here he says, furthermore, Adam and Eve ate from the fruit of the tree of knowledge and good of evil.
是不对的，他有问号啊，是不对的吗？
Is that wrong for them to do it?
他说除了这是因为他没听主的话外。
Besides disobedient to the Lord,
看不出有什么不对。
I don't see anything else that was wrong.
那么有羞耻感难道不好吗？
To have that sense of shame, was that not good?
下面还有一个问题就是，是不是只要是主的话就是对的，不需要我们再去识别它。
Okay. As long as it's the word of the Lord, then that's okay. We don't need to discern any further. Huh? Right.
Yes. 这是不是只要是主的话就是对的，不需要我们的再去识别。
So the question is it true that as long as it is the word of the Lord, that's good enough and we don't need to discern any further?
那么到底亚当夏娃吃了善恶树的果子之后，是不是对的？
The question whether it was right or wrong for Adam and Eve to eat from the tree of knowledge.
我想我们只要看看我们自己的光景，我们就知道好不好了。
I think we can answer that by looking at our own conditions.
就是说你看看最后那个结果，最后产生的结果。
You look at the result of that action.
我们就是就可以看出来到底好不好，对吧？
And we can see, we can decipher whether that was good or not.
这个亚当夏娃好像吃了那个分别三恶树的果子之后眼睛就亮了。
When Adam and Eve ate from that fruit, from that tree, their eyes were opened.
就发现自己是赤身露体。
And they discovered that they were naked.
所以他们就用无花果树的叶子自己做裙子。
And they, made clothing covering for themselves out of fig leaves.
所以的确从这个故事本身来看呢，好像也没什么不好的。
Seems that, you know, by just reading it, it's fairly harmless.
但是我们从他以后产生的结果看他对整个人类的影响，那我就知道这不是一件小事情。
But you look at how it affected human history, how it affected mankind afterwards, you discover that that was not good.
所以这给我们呢有一个很重要的提醒。
And so this is a great reminder to all of us.
在我们基督徒属灵生命里面也是一样。
Because the same thing can happen in the spiritual life.
开头出现的一点点的那个情况还不能完全分辨什么情况的时候，我们有时候觉得哎，这个也没什么关系，对不对？
Because initially when our discernment is not fine-tuned yet, we may think that certain things are harmless.
但是你会看见以后在我们基督徒的生活中会产生非常重要的影响。
However, over time, you discover that it had grave influence on you.
我们中国人一句话叫做差以毫厘，谬以千里呀。
And there is a saying, I think the meaning is, if you just go off a little bit, down the road, you discover you are far ways away from where you should be.
所以从我们看见人类历史的眼睛，从我们个人本身的经历，我们就知道夏娃跟亚当吃那个果子不好的。
And so by looking at past history and our own lives, we see that that was not good for them to do so.
当然呢，这个故事里面包含了很多属灵的教训在里面。
But of course, there are many spiritual lessons, that ought to be learned from those records.
那其中这里提到一个点，就是你不听神的话啊，这是一个很重要的一个点。
And first and foremost, our absolute obedience to the Lord is very important.
我想基督徒很多的失败都是因为怎么样，不听神的话，我愿意照自己的意思做，所以就失败了。
I think majority of the failures we experience is because we're not listening to the Lord.
所以我们需要常常回想啊，夏娃亚当的这段故事。
So we need to be reminded of the actions of Adam and Eve.
那是下面那个最后问题，他说是不是是只要是主的话都是对的。
The next question is, do we just take the Lord's word for what it is?
都是对的。
And they're all right.
当然都是对的，主的话不会错的。
Absolutely.
他说不需要我们再去识别它吗？
Do we need to discern any further?
弟兄姊妹，我们知道圣经的话，我们必须相信这全本的圣经都是神的话。
We have to understand that this Bible contains God's word.
我们绝对不要怀疑圣经。
And we should not, disbelieve.
这是我们一个基本的态度。
We should not be skeptical of the word. I think this is a basic attitude we ought to have.
虽然你读圣经的时候，你会发现有很多不容易明白的，不太懂的。
It is true that while reading, you discover that many things are difficult to understand.
开头书你读书，可能还发现有很多好像矛盾的东西在里面。
And you may even discover things that are apparently contradicting.
但是我们必须要有一个基本的态度，相信这是神的话，是不会错的。
But you have to have this basic attitude that this is God's word and it cannot be wrong.
有的时候圣经这样的记载是因为我们的里面的经历还没有达到这样的情形，所以你不能明白。
And oftentimes because we haven't got to that point yet and therefore we don't understand what we read.
像我刚刚蒙恩得救的那些年日哈。
I remember when I first saved.
我读圣经根本完全读不懂。
And I read the scripture, I couldn't understand.
对不起，不能说完全读不懂，中文字是看得懂的。
And I certainly could read every single word.
按照字面上面来讲，我也知道一些。
And on the surface, I understand what it's talking about.
但有些话就觉得很深奥。
But there are certain things, they were just too profound.
以后慢慢的属灵生命聚会的慢慢的年日久了一点，也发现圣经中好像有些东西是矛盾的。
And afterwards, I discover certain things seemingly contradictory.
但是我们不需要去怀疑它。
But you don't need to be skeptical.
有的东西经过了十年之后。
Because there are certain things after going through time.
甚至经过了二十年之后。
10-20 years.
哎呀，我们发现不仅是没有矛盾呢，并且非常的重要。
You discover that not only were there not any contradiction, but that they are of very important.
我们今天对于主的话语所谓的这个识别。
And in terms of discerning,
要根据圣灵在我们里面给我们的教导。
That we need to follow the explanation of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
也根据我们主生属灵生命的成长。
And that is also in accordance with our maturity, our level of maturity.
啊，所以这个简单的提醒，讲一下就可以。
So I hope to have addressed this question.
第二个问题。
Second question.
江弟兄提到。
Brother Stephen Kong mentioned.
还是江弟兄的问题啊。
Again, this apparently was directed to Brother Stephen.
他神给我们灵里的启示，随后会使我们的 mind, 就是我们的心思被 enlightened, 被光照。
Talk about, that the revelation that God gives to our spirit, is followed by enlightenment of our mind.
然后可以用口解释我们所看见。
And then, after that, we can explain what we saw in the spirit.
那这个过程呢，是一次的呢，还是分次的？
Does that happen once and for all, or does it, need to be repeated over time?
啊，他中间一个刮胡说，有灵里的启示就能讲出来。
When you have revelation in the spirit, can you, explain it?With word.
如果是分次的，是什么拦阻这个过程呢？
If that enlightenment has to occur, several times, why is that?
是人的，是就己吗？是人的己吗？
Is it the self-life?
我想这次将军讲得很清楚啊。
I think Brother Stephen Kong made it rather clear.
圣灵住在我们人的灵里面。
The Holy Spirit lives in our spirits.
当他在我们的灵里面有一点感动的时候。
And when the Holy Spirit moves us.
那么这个感动呢，还要透过我们这个属灵的悟性啊。
And that conviction from the Holy Spirit does need to move through our understanding.
我们才能够明白这个圣灵在里面的这个启示。
And so that we can understand what the Holy Spirit is revealing to us.
这个就是以弗所书第一章里面保罗的祷告。
And that was from the first prayer of Paul in Ephesians.
求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父赐那赐人的智慧和启示的灵啊，那么能够照明我们心中的眼睛。
And Paul was asking the Father and God of our Lord Jesus.To give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation, and that he would, open up, the inner eyes.
那么将军解释，那个心中的眼睛就是我们人的心思。
And Brother Kong explained that the eyes of the heart are our mind.
的确，这个过程是这样，神的灵进到我们灵，在我们灵里面做了一个感动，然后透过我们这个领悟的心思啊，能够明白它。
It is true, when there is a revelation given by the Holy Spirit to our spirit, it does need to move through the mind.
然后下面呢，就是人的口啊，能用人的言语能把它发表出来。
And once the mind comprehends it, then the person is able to explain it.
那么这个哈，这个整个一个过程是很快，他不是说这样，然后这样，明天这样，后天那样，不是这样，他一下子。就进来了，因为圣灵的工作是很快速的。
And that work is very fast.
但是我们会发现一件事情。
But we do discover.
有的时候呢，圣灵在我们里面有了感动。
That there are times when the Holy Spirit has moved us in a certain way.
但有的人的心思没有被更新。
But their mind are not renewed yet.
所以呢，他有很大的感动，但是他这个里面不清楚。
But even though there is a great, urging from the Holy Spirit, but the mind was not able to understand it.
那么我就碰见曾经我认识一个很爱主的弟兄。
And I've met a brother who loved the Lord a great deal.
他就有这个难处。
And he had that difficulty.
他常常被主感动。
He was often moved by the Holy Spirit.
所以他每次一站起来交通的时候啊。
And he would stand up to share.
看了感动都不得了啊。
And you can see that he was very much stirred up within.
但是就讲不出来。
But he was unable to articulate what he had.
所以每一次他一站起来，我们大家都很紧张的。
And so, every time he stood up, we were all, nervous for him.
弄了一二十分钟了, 我们也不知道他讲什么。
And 10-20 minutes passed, we still couldn't quite grasp what he was saying.
这个有两个问题, 第一个, 心思不够被更新。
And the couple of issues here. First is that the mind is not renewed.
这圣灵的感动进入灵里的时候呢, 在他心思里面不清楚, 这个混乱一团的,
the thoughts given by the Holy Spirit were all muddled up in the mind.
然后呢, 我们晓得这个, 这个口的发表的问题啊,
and then the second thing is in terms of speaking.
这个的确呢, 是有点恩赐的问题。
And so that does require gifting and training.
啊, 这并不代表你有好口才, 就一定能发表,
now it doesn't mean that if you are a natural speaker, you can
explain
spiritual things. You do need the gifting of the Holy Spirit in order to articulate clearly.
我们知道连保罗这么大的恩赐,
we know the Apostle Paul, such a gifted man,
他都有一个感觉啊, 他的口啊, 有的时候不容易能把这个, 主的话发表出来。
And he sensed at times that he wasn't able to put into word certain thoughts.
所以你看在以弗所书第六章里面,
and hence in Ephesians chapter 6,
他说, 请你们为我祷告。
The apostle asking them to pray for him.
好叫我得着口才啊, 能够把福音的奥秘尽都说明。
So that he would be given utterance to explain the mystery.
的确弟兄姊妹, 有的时候我们有这个困难, 我就常常有这个困难。
And I personally experienced that difficulty.
有时候圣灵进来了, 在灵里面感动, 心思里面倒也蛮清楚的。
And sometimes the Holy Spirit, moves me, and my mind seemed to understand it.
但这个话呢, 就好像觉得很缺少那个合适的话能把它发表出来。
But I find it difficult to put the thoughts into word.
所以你看在教会历史上有很多很有恩赐的弟兄们。
And you find many gifted men in church history.
哎呀, 他们不仅灵里面的, 灵感是丰富的。
Not only the thoughts given by the Holy Spirit is rich.
这个悟性也是非常的这个, 有功效,
their mind and understanding very effective, very sharp.
合适的话语能够把它发表出来。
But furthermore, they had suitable words, appropriate words to explain them.
你看我们江弟兄就是这样的。
And I think Brother Stephen Kong is a
prime example. 弟兄们在这里听那个道,
I think as we sat there and listened to him,
哎呀, 我在底下听, 我想, 有些话呢, 我恐怕用中文还讲不清楚, 用英文呢讲那么清楚,
and I thought, you know, there are some words I can't explain it well in Chinese, but he was doing so well in English.
我们这些年, 我们听过很多美国弟兄姊妹用英文讲道,
and I've heard many Western brothers and sisters preaching.
他们有很多人的, 当然英文是他的母语是没问题的。
And certainly, the native language was no problem.
但是解释那个真理说还没有我们弟兄讲得清楚。
But in explaining certain truth, they are not probably as good as our brother Kong.
弟兄姊妹, 这是主给他的恩赐。
I think the Lord has gifted him in this way.
再加上他的用功。
And he added to it his own diligence.
加上他的操练。
And added to it his own training.
所以他就有合适的话语能发表。
So that he can use appropriate words to explain.
我每次读 Sparks 弟兄的书的时候，我也是感觉， 哎呀， 神给他的这个， 这个有智慧的言语啊， 能够把那么深奥的东西啊， 能够用那个语文， 能够把它发表出来。
And when I read the writings of Brother Austin Spark, I feel the same way. God gave him wise words to explain very profound truth.
当然今天呢， 弟兄姊妹， 我们并不一定每个人都能够做主话语的发表。
It is true, not every one of us would be able to serve as a mouthpiece for the Lord.
但是有的时候你读圣经啊， 跟弟兄姊妹有点交通啊， 你也需要有这个原则。
But it is good at least to have some level of the skill as we share with brothers and sisters.
常常有时候弟兄跑来，兄弟，我有点感觉跟你交通。
And there are times brothers and sisters will come and say, Brother Sun, I have something I'd like to share with you.
我说好，你讲吧。
I said, go ahead.
讲不出来。
And couldn't quite put it into word.
或者一讲出来，我也听不懂。
Or The words came out, but I couldn't understand.
所以弟兄姊妹，有时候你看见简简单单生活上一点经历啊，神的灵感动我们，也需要怎么样一个更新的悟性，也需要一点点能够发表的言语。
And so, when the Holy Spirit touches our spirit, it is true we do need the mind, and we do need to have certain level of articulate.
啊，我想我这个点就交通到这里。下面还
so, I think I'll stop here for this question.
下一半还有一个问题，稍微。
And let's move on to the next half of this question.
他说这个圣灵在我们里面的启示呢，是一次这个过程是一次就完全明白了，还是分次的呢？
So the revelation of the Holy Spirit, is it once and for all or is it progressive?
弟兄姊妹，圣灵的启示有的时候是一次的。
Sometimes it is once.
有的时候是分次。
Sometimes it is progressive.
啊，比方说我们在主跟前有时候祷告，忽然之间里面一下子间一个亮光来了，很一个真理很清楚的就出现。
There are times when we were praying, suddenly the Holy Spirit will give us this thought and it's clear.
有的时候呢，哎，主今天感动一点。
It is complete. Sometimes the Lord will give you a little bit.
过几天又感动一点。
A few days later, some more.
啊，在我的经历里面，常常是这样。
In my experience, that is true often.
有时候坐在家里，忽然灵感来了。
Sometimes sitting at home, there's this thought that is given to me.
我姊妹都知道我的那个习惯。
And my wife knows my habit.
哎呀，这个灵感一来啊。你就怎么样？赶快找纸写下来。
And when the word come, quickly find paper, put it down.
啊，所以有一阵子我家里一个抽屉里面，你看啊，什么纸都有。
And so there was a period of time where you go into one of my drawers, it's filled with all kinds of paper.
哇，什么 napkin 啊，那个报纸上撕下来的一块呢？因为临时来不及到处抓，这个，要把这个灵感写下来。
Napkins, bits and pieces of newspaper, because there's no time to search, you just have to grab whatever you have.
有一阵子呢，我的手口袋里面总是带着一些纸片。
And there were times when I always keep a few pieces of paper with me.
这为了记灵感的。
In order to record anything that the Lord will give. Because when it comes, you have to write it down.
哎，等到一段时间之后啊。
And then after a while,
有时候坐下来安静的时候，把这些放在一起，你看，哎呀，摆在一起的时候是一个一篇信息，一个完整的一个真理。
And you sit down and go through the thoughts recorded, and you find that wow, this can form a sermon by itself.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要把它记下来。
And so when the word does come to you, write them down.
他说什么是这个拦阻的过程？是人的己吗？的确有拦阻的过程。
The other part of the question is there any hindrance that would prevent?
曾经有一个弟兄写了一本书很好，他叫做哈，要学习钉住主的光，就钉住，要把它好像那个钉子把它钉住一样那个。
Oh, okay. Okay. So there's a book.
就是主的。
It says, 钉住。
就主的光一出来的时候哈，你要赶快把它定下来，这样。
Okay, you have to staple.
Staple. Okay. Okay.
Thoughts from the Lord right away.
因为有时候这个光啊，这么一闪就过去了啊。
Because light from the Lord may just come and go.
我这个刚刚出来侍奉主的时候，经验不够。
As a young servant, I wasn't experienced to understand.
有的时候主也给我一点点的光。
Because the Lord did give me,
some light. 那是因为呢，我呢疏忽了，懒惰了。
But because I was negligent, I was lazy.
所以有时候这个光就过去。
So many times these ideas would just go by.
啊，比方有一次啊。
For example.
那晚上呢，我这个睡觉躺在床上。
As I was laying down in bed.
一躺上，哦，这个光就来了。
And suddenly there were light.
有几句非常好的话可以解释一个经历。
And there were certain words given to me that could explain certain experience.
哎呀，我躺在床上，我就高兴得不得了，很兴奋呢。
And I was so excited.
啊，这个光进来了，就是平常我有个经历，我没有合适的话，但突然出现一句非常合适的话。
Because there were an experience that you couldn't explain, but then these words came into me, and it was a perfect.
但是因为我已经躺在床上。
But because I was already in bed.
我就是好了，明天早上起来再写。
And I told myself, I said, well, I just get up in the morning and put it down.
结果到了早晨的时候啊。
But then when morning came.
起来拿着笔，拿着纸。
I got to my desk, started to write.
就怎么也写不出来。
but couldn't quite remember.
哎呦，昨天那个那句好话是什么？
What was it that the Lord was gave me yesterday?
怎么想也想不出来。
No matter how I tried, I couldn't remember.
心里记得不得了，心里很着急。
And I was very frustrated.
我说主啊，再讲一遍吧。
I said, Lord, if it's possible, give it to me one more time.
哎，主也不讲了。
No.
哎呀，那几天也不知道我那个日子过得就很难过。
And I was so upset for a few days.
因为我一直想追想那句话。
Because I tried to remember what were those words.
因为怎么一直到今天我都还想不起来。
And even until today, I still couldn't come up with.
所以后来我读到那本书，他就告诉我们。
And so when I read that book,
有时候圣灵的感动透过我们的心思，怎么一闪过去啊？
Sometimes words and thoughts from the Holy Spirit would just flash by.
你要立刻把它定住。
You have to staple it right there.
哎，所以以后你知道我身上就带着纸。
And so that taught me to always be prepared.
啊，有时候早晨正在刷牙刷，哎，灵感来了，牙刷丢了，赶快进去写。
And sometimes as I was brushing my teeth in the morning, the thoughts came, and I would just put it down and go write it.
有时候开汽车开了一半，这个灵感来了，很着急啊，赶快出去。
Sometimes driving. Find an exit right away.
都做过的，都做过。
So I've done all these things.
弟兄姊妹，这个神的灵在我们里面的启示，真是一个很宝贵，但是很有趣的一件事情。
And so the Holy Spirit speaking to us, it's very precious, but it's also rather interesting.
如果你平常啊，你根本就没有心读主的话，也没有心追求主，这些事都不会发生在你身上。
Now if you don't have a heart, to go after the Lord, then these type of things won't happen.
所以弟兄姊妹们，有的时候圣灵的启示是分次的。
So at times the Holy Spirit will progressively reveal to us.
千万不要疏忽。
So don't be negligent.
千万不要懒惰。
Don't ignore it. Don't be lazy.
信而顺服。
Trust and obey.
这很重要啊。
Important.
现在我想我们就用经历解释一点啊，信而顺服。
And so that's an explanation, in experience.
或者呢，我为着年轻弟兄姊妹，我再讲一个我自己的经历啊。
And for the younger brothers and sisters, let me give you one more illustration.
啊，这个真的是我们在主的世上，你真的要学习顺服的，要来得快才行。
And we truly need to respond quickly to the Lord.
啊，也许有些弟兄姊妹听过我讲过这个啊。
And some of you probably heard me talk about this.
但是我真实的经历。
This is a true experience.
那个时候我在一个 college 里面读书的时候。
And I was still in college.
啊，那么这个我们一堂英文课。
And we had this English class.
啊，那是在下午的第一堂。
And it was the first class of the afternoon.
通常呢，中午呢，我们吃过饭之后呢，我们就是很多时候就到教室里面呢，就把几个椅子拼起来睡午觉。
And at that time, after lunch, we would go to classrooms, put a few chairs together and sleep.
啊，我就
catch a nap.
躺在那里睡午觉。
So I was laying there catching a nap.
正在睡午觉的时候啊，这个里面忽然一个很清楚的感觉出来了。
And as I was laying there, there's a clear thought that was given to me.
因为那时候很年轻的，所以主啊让我们学功课。
And I was young, and the Lord was teaching us lessons.
主说你起来啊，把那个你英文课里面的那一段啊，把它稍微读一读。
And the Lord was asking me to get up and read certain passage in the book that we were using.
这是睡午觉，忽然来了这么一个感觉。
And you know, such a strange idea when you're laying down.
我就没理他，我。睡觉重要。
So I ignored it. I said, well, let me catch a nap. That's more important.
天气这么热。
The weather is so hot.
懒了。
I was lazy.
但这个感觉又来了，起来把这段读一读。
But the word came again. Come, study that passage.
因为那个时候在教会里面呢，弟兄们也教导我们啊，青年弟兄姊妹学习顺从生命的感觉。
And at the time, the elder brothers and sisters taught us to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我想大概是主提醒我。
And so I thought perhaps the Lord is trying to teach me something.
好了，爬起来了。
So I got up finally.
这个睡眼惺忪的，对吧？把那段那么糊里糊涂那么看了一段。
With sleepy eyes, I read through the passage in the book.
继续睡。
And lay down again.
等一下好了，下午第一堂课开始上课了。
And when it's time for the first class, the English class.
这个老师一上台啊
，and the teacher walked in，
他说你们大家把书收起来
，and he said put away your books，
他说我要给你们一个 dictation，
I want to give you a dictation，
啊，就是默写
That is, you have to write out of memory.
他一讲这个话，我就后悔了。
And as soon as he said that,
后悔得不得了啊。
I was regretting.
我老师还没讲哪一段，我就知道是哪一段。
Because before he mentioned it, I knew that it was that passage.
非常清楚啊。
It was very clear.
果然呢，那个老师拿铁就念了，他念，我们写。
And indeed, he was reading it, and we were writing.
我一面写一面懊悔。
And as I wrote, I regretted.
结果我写得磕磕巴巴的。
And I didn't quite write down what it was.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and
sisters, 在属灵的生活上。
In our spiritual life.
心而顺服是一个很重要的一个属灵的经历。
Trust and obey is such an important lesson.
主会在各方各面在那里教导我们。
The Lord would teach us in all manners.
所以一个人能相信神而顺服他有福了。
So if we are ready to obey, that is true blessing.
好，我的两个问题先解答到这里，让给弟兄们。
I think my job is done on those two questions.
回答第二个问题哈。
The second question that Brother Sun responded to.
也回答了这边两个的问题。
I think it also addresses the two questions I have here.
这是讲英文，这是用英文问的。
This question was in English.
所以我只提一下啊，这个孙弟兄已经回答，我就不回答了。
I think they are answered, so I'll just read out these two questions. The first one is the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in Ephesians 1:18 the Holy Spirit? And the second question is more and more.I feel the need to depend on the Holy Spirit to live this Christian life. Shouldn't we be taught more about the Holy Spirit so that we can have a better understanding of Him?
刚才孙弟兄用他个人的经历和见证告诉我们，圣灵的确是住在我们里面。
Through the answer of a brother, we learn.That the Holy Spirit is indeed in us.
他在我们里面常常说话，时刻的说话。
And he often speak to us.
而且在凡事上面要教导我们。
And that he teaches us in almost everything.
有的时候就是我们好像是一个生命的感觉。
And sometimes it comes as a sense.
有的时候好像是我自己的心在对我说话。
And sometimes it is like your own thoughts.
当然我们开头的时候可能不是那么清楚。
And initially we are not as adept to discern.
我们也可能会错。
And we can be wrong as well.
但是我们要在主面前有一个学习的态度。
But I think we need to have the right attitude.
慢慢我们就会熟悉，我们会听主在我们里面。
And slowly we will learn and understand.
在我们个人生活中，在教会的侍奉里面呢，我们要这样学习来跟随在我们里面的基督。
And we need to learn these lessons, how he leads us, how to follow him in our own personal lives and in our service within the church.
我们学习顺服。
So we do need to learn to obey.
我也讲一点我自己在侍奉中一个经验。
And let me share with you my own experience as well.
有一次我们在波特兰聚会。
One time we were gathering in Portland.
那么主量给我们买了那现在会所那块地。
And the Lord gave us the land that we purchased.
那么我们就去申请了这个变更用途，把它变成聚会的用途。
And we were trying to apply for a rezoning so that that property can be used for the church gathering.
我们变更了以后呢，那么政府的人告诉我们说，今年你们还是要付税。
And after rezoning, the government, the city said, you still need to pay taxes for this year.
他就给我们一份文件说，你自己去读，你们要照着这个法令呢。来付税。
And they gave us a piece of document saying you need to pay taxes according to the code on this document.
那么我们弟兄们呢，读了就说，确实是这样，我们就要付半年的税哈，3000多块钱。
And our brothers read it and learned that we do need to pay, we did need to pay about $3,000 of taxes.
我想弟兄们都读了呢，那我不需要去看了，弟兄们把它交给我，要我保管，我就放在我的抽屉里面。
And since our brothers read through it, and so I didn't go over, I just kept the document with me.
到那一年12月20 6号还是27号，我不记得哪一天。
And I don't remember the exact date, but it was in December. I think it's 20 something.
好，我睡觉睡到早上两点钟呢，就醒过来。
And I was sleeping, but then I got up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
我就问主说呢，主啊，啊，你要我祷告什么？
And I asked the Lord, is there something that you want me to pray about?
我问主说，主你为什么把我叫醒？
I said, Lord, why do you wake me up at this time?
两点钟呢，正好睡的时候。
And at 2 o'clock, I was deep into my sleep.
那么主说，你去抽屉里面把那一份文件拿出来。
And the Lord said, why don't you take out that document?
仔细看一下最后一行是什么。
And read through it carefully and read the last part.
我就去打开一看呢，他说啊，你可以不需要交这个税。
And I went through the document and looked through it, and I said there is a part that says you don't need to pay this.
但是你需要呢，提供你们是聚会的团体哈。
But you need to furnish some additional affidavit to show that this is a church meeting place.
我就跟主说，主啊，明天是最后一天上班的，啊，这一年最后一天 work day。我们只有一天的时间，怎么办？
And I said, Lord, tomorrow is the last work day of the year. Is there enough time to do this?
而且呢，这个我跟主说，他要的那些文件我们都没有。
And the forms that we need to fill out, we don't have any of it.
而且我从来没有经验做这个东西。
And I didn't have any experience dealing with this type of
issues. 那天我只好跪在主面前祷告。
And so as I knelt there and prayed to the Lord.
忽然之间啊，好像一整篇的律师的文件，但都是圣经的话语，啊，教会该怎么样，啊，怎么样运作。
And I had all these words in my mind, explaining how the church meet.
我就把它写下来。
And I wrote them down.
第二天早上请姊妹呢把它打出来。
And in the morning I asked my wife to type it all up.
我们就去政府里面去办这件事。
And we went to the city.
他说你做了所有都应要求的事情，但是 last minute.
And,
他说你很 fortunate.
And the city worker said, you know, you're very fortunate because you followed everything, and you came and made it in the last minute.
弟兄姊妹们，神爱我们。
The Lord loves us.
他已经把上好的在基督里面给了我们。
And he has given us the best in Christ.
我们要学习去留意。
So we need to pay attention.
我们要学会顺服在里面生命的带领。
And we need to learn to obey the urgings of the Holy Spirit in our hearts.
我这一次聚会呢，因为是负责下午的两堂。
Now, at this conference, I was responsible for the special topics in the afternoon.
昨天下午那一堂呢，我们讲的是交通的聚会。
Yesterday afternoon, we mentioned that it was a meeting, fellowship.
结果我收到许多的问题。
And I received a lot of questions.
我先要提一下哈，我不可能回答每一个问题。
And I have to say that I can't answer all the questions.
我觉得每一个问题都是宝贵的。
But I think that every one of them is very precious.
可见弟兄姊妹们对主的心意哈，我们不仅寻求看见，我们也盼望得主。
It is obvious that we all have a seeking heart. Not only do we want to see, but we truly want to attain.
我只能捡几个稍微简单的提一下。
So I have to be selective.
第一个问题啊。
The first question.
什么是基督身体丰满的彰显？
What is the fullness of expression of the body of Christ?
在时间和地方。
In time or place,
永世中是如何的
？And in eternity, what is it like?
首先哈，我们读圣经呢，讲到教会是基督的身体。
Now the scripture tells us that the church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者的丰满。
She is the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
我们相信呢，基督是丰满的。
We know that Christ is God's fullness.
圣经上面呢，用这个字来讲到基督。
Because that's the word to describe Christ.
所以我们认识呢，如果教会不是别的，就是基督自己的话。
If we recognize that the church is Christ-like,
我们可以这样说，基督身体有他的丰满。
then we can see that indeed the body of Christ has her own fullness.
那个丰满呢，不是你我自己本身的丰满。
That fullness is not contributed to by you or me.
也不是地上任何一个奉主名聚会那个团体本身的丰满。
And that fullness is neither contributed to by any particular group of saints.
那个丰满就是基督自己。
That fullness has to come from Christ himself.
所以基督身体丰满的彰显就是基督借着教会的完全的彰显出来。
So a full expression of the body of Christ means that a full expression of Christ himself through his church.
我们知道呢，到永世里面呢，将来在荣耀中教会呢，就显出那个荣耀来。
We know in eternity, the church will shine forth the glory of Christ.
显出那个丰满来。
And it will also be obvious to see the fullness and the richness of
that body. 但是在时间中，在地方上啊。
But in time or place.
它是用见证的方式显出来。
It is manifested in a limited way through testimony and witness.
好，我们讲到见证的方式的时候，它就有程度上的不同。
And when we talk about testimony and witness, there are degrees of difference.
拿到实行上面来讲，我们知道在地上呢没有完全的教会。
In practice, we know that there is not one single perfect church.
可能呢，在一段短的时期呢，曾经有过达到一个美好的光景。
Perhaps in a short time frame.The saints do reach a beautiful condition.
它能够见证出那个真实我们今天看不见的那宇宙性教会里面基督的丰满。
And they can give us a foretaste of the universal church, the fullness of the universal church.
但是在时间中我们一起聚会我们要有这样的一个认识。
Now even that is so, in time,We do need to understand this.
我们需要有这样的一个看见。
And we need to see this.
看见呢，我们为什么聚会呢？教会在神的儿女们在一起聚会的那个根基，为着做见证的那根基是什么呢？
So that we understand what we're looking for and what is the foundation of our gathering.
我们要看见呢，教会是基督的身体。
And so we need to see the church as the body of Christ.
这个身体呢，就是基督的自己。
This body is Christ himself.
或者基督的自己呢，必须就是那个身体。
And so we have to see that Christ must be him who fills the body.
我们也要有那样的度量。
And we need to have the capacity to receive.
凡是是基督的，我们都要接受。
All that is from Christ, we need to receive.
我们也要有那样的持守，凡是不是基督的，我们都不应该让他进到
But we also need to be on guard to keep out everything that does not belong to Christ.
我们有这样的看见和认识的时候
I think having this understanding,
好，我们才追求在地上啊，我们聚会中能够有基督身体的那合一的见证。
We can pursue after that testimony of the unity of the body.
我想是不是聚会到十点十分？十五。
I think this meeting ends at 10:15.
好，那。我还有一点点时间，我希望把它回答完，下一堂就给金台了。
And I hope to finish up all my questions.
第二个问题啊，地上的教会如何才能做到合一
？Okay, the second question is the church on earth. How can they attain to unity?
我想这个做到啊，不是你我努力啊。我们凭着自己的热心去做到。
I think this attaining is not so much in what we do.
是我们追求基督，我们得着基督而达到的。
But I think it is reached when we are all seeking Christ.
我要在这里提一下，其他很多的问题都跟这个问题有类似。
I think there are many, many questions that are similar.
但是大家的问题都是我们怎么样去跟别的团体我们怎么合一。
But often it seems like the question is asking how we ought to work together with other assemblies.
我想我讲一点我个人的认识。
Let me share with you my own personal understanding.
今天呢我们要追求基督身体合一的见证。
Today, when we say we're after the unity of the body,
我们需要到主的面前来祷告先开我们自己的眼睛。
We do need to go to the Lord first and foremost for him to open our eyes.
我需要看见主所看见。
Because we need to see what he sees.
我需要看见主心中他看见的教会。
We need to see what he is after concerning his church.
如果我看得不清楚，我寻求交通，
because
能够得着有看见的弟兄姊妹给我帮助。
And if I don't see it clearly, we need to fellowship, with senior brothers and try to understand.
我们在一起呢，这样的追求，盼望能够认识。
So that in coming together, fellowshipping and seeking together, we have a fuller understanding.
那么我们照着主的心意呢，来追求，我们能够在主面前一起聚集。
So that we can pursue after according to the will of the Lord.
我们在这样的聚集里面持守圣灵给我们的那个义。
And that, in that pursuit, we hold fast to the oneness given by the Holy Spirit.
这里面有许多的功课要学。
Now there are many lessons that ought to be learned.
若是我们不能跟我周围的弟兄姊妹，在一起聚会的弟兄姊妹呢，在灵里面有相同的看见和。
If I'm unable to have a oneness with brothers and sisters I'm already meeting with.
在性格上面我们有好的学习，有那个合一的性格。
However, if we learn the oneness and have that type of character in us.
我们知道那个合一的性格都是就是基督自己。
We know that that character that enables us to come together as one comes from Christ.
以弗所书第四章第一节到第三节前面讲到那种七种的那都是基督的性格。
And we know in Ephesians 4, there are seven ones. They come from Christ.
不是
seven characters.
Yeah, characters. 那第三节到第四节以后讲到那个七个一哈。
And it was after verse 4 it talked about the seven oneness.
我们在这些性格上面需要得着基督。
But in verse 1 and 3 it talked about characters that come from Christ.
我们现在有的时候我们自己周围的弟兄姊妹不能合一，我们去跟我们够不着的弟兄姊妹我们要去跟他合一。
And oftentimes we can't get along with brothers and sisters near and dear to us and yet we want to have this oneness with other people.
所以有认识主心意的弟兄讲我们讲合一要从 local 开始。
And so many brothers who have good understanding tell us that we need to begin right where we are.
有很多弟兄姊妹在自己聚会里面跟本地弟兄姊妹过不去，但是天天看望外地的弟兄姊妹，打电话联络。
And we see,
这个是不认识合一
And we see,
也不是追求合一。
Brothers and sisters who don't get along with brothers and sisters, and yet they spend a lot of effort to try to visit other saints from other groups.
所以让别人觉得我们，所以有人讲我们爱邻舍很难呢，爱远方的弟兄很容易。
And some say that it's hard to love our neighbor, but loving someone who lives far away is easy.
我们先要看见这个合一就是基督自己的生命。
We need to see that the unity of the body comes from Christ himself.
他已经在你和在我的里面。
Because his divine life is already in you.
但是要叫你里面那个基督的生命和我里面那个基督生命，借着我的肉身，我们能够显出见证来。
But for the Christ life,in me and in you, through our personality to a point where we can come together.
我们肉身中就有许多的属灵的功课要学。
You discover that along the way many lessons are learned.
在这样学习的里面我们才会认识原来在我们里面何等的宝贵，基督是何等的大，何等的奇妙。
And through these lessons we learn the vastness of Christ and his wonder and his love.
我们实在很感谢主我个人感觉呢，我到北美来以后，
personally I sense that after I came to North America,
主给我实在许多的怜悯和恩典。
I think the Lord was very gracious and
merciful to me. 让我不仅明白开始认识这一方面的真理。
So that not only do I understand,
也让我
this truth in this area.
也让我遇见许许多多呢有这样心愿的弟兄姊妹，我们这些年日在主面前追求这件事。
And he also brought me, into the company of many brothers and sisters who had that same pursuit.
若是我们能够在自己的聚会里面呢，大家这样去持守、去爱慕、去追求。
I think within our own gathering, if we can hold fast and seek together,
我们会发现我们的度量，随着生命我们会长大。
And you discover that our maturity will grow as we grow spiritually.
我们会看见的，跟我们不在一起聚会弟兄姊妹，也是我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And that our capacity will grow to a point where we see that as long as they belong to Christ, they are our brothers and sisters.
那些在真理上、看法上面、在经历上面不一样的弟兄姊妹，仍然我们跟他没有间隔的。
And even though there are Christian brothers and sisters who share a different experience.Different ideas concerning certain things, but we see them as
我们也能有一个真实的祷告
members of that same body, and we can pray sincerely in this way.
主啊，愿你真是让你的教会在地上能够合你的心意。
Pray to the Lord that indeed the church on earth will be in a way that pleases His heart.
好，我的时间到了。
I think my time is up.
现在已经10:17
10:17
我们是不是休息一下
Why don't we take a break?
10:3010:30回来 10:30时间的缘故哈，我们这一堂就不唱诗歌
For the sake of time, this session will not sing any hymns.
我们开头有一点简单的祷告
Let us begin with a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, our hearts full of thanksgiving and want to praise you.
你再把这一段聚集在你面前的时间赏赐给我们。
But you want to again impart this time of gathering.
主啊，你已经向我们说了话。
Lord, you have already spoken to us.
就是向我们的心说话。
That is that you speak to our hearts.
主，我们感谢你。
For this we thank you.
但愿今天我们这样的交通。
May today as we fellowship.
我们得着的也不仅仅是一些头脑的领会
that what we gain is not just merely understanding
主啊你是一切问题的答案
because we know that you are the answer of all questions
我们盼望仍然能够摸到你的自己
Lord we desire that we can touch you
能够得着你的自己
able to gain you
愿你祝福这一段时间
Lord may you bless this time
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名
in Jesus precious holy name
Amen,
Amen.
我刚才的第二个问题
The second questions
地上的教会如何才能做到合一
How does the church on this earth be achieved unity
接下来有一个问题
Following there's a question
他说如何知道自己在身体中的位置和功用
How do you know your function and your role in the church
我们刚才提到我们应该先从自己本身从我们聚会中开始来追求这个。
We mentioned that we must begin with ourselves in our local church to pursue that the unity.
或者为着基督的身体我们来追求我们能够为着基督身体的合一做见证。
Or for the unity of the testimony body of Christ.
刚才感谢主有一位弟兄跟我提到我们今天呢追求合一我们从本身开始我们要认识教会是基督的身体。
A brother shared with you that for us to pursue to know the unity of the body of Christ, we must begin to know that we are the body of Christ.
这个身体是大的。
And that body is grand.
当在时间中在地方上表现的时候。
But when time and locality when it appears.
我们盼望呢我们自己在一起奉主名的聚会能够表现出来
that in our local gathering that we gather in his name that has been expressed
那从我本身开始呢我要有一个看见和认识我是一个肢体
but for myself I must see and recognize that I am a member
我们常常听见很多弟兄姊妹讲我要做一个好的基督徒
and many brothers and sisters say that I want to be a good Christian
也有人讲说我要做一个好的神的儿女
or to be a good child of God
但是很少人常常有这样一个心愿说主我要做一个好的肢体
seldom they say that I want to be a good member
如果合一要在我们生活中在我们侍奉中出现
if unity is to appear in our life in our gathering
我们不仅看见 教会是基督的身体。
We not only see that the church is the body of Christ.
而从这个看见达到我个人身上的时候，我就知道我是这个身体中的一个肢体。
When you see that and that reach into your body, then you see yourself a member of a body.
若是我们追求做好的肢体，我们在一起聚会，我们该有一些的学习。
So if you pursue to be a good member of a body, then there are certain things that we need to learn.
所以哥林多前书第十二章，啊，从第十二节开始，啊，那一段。讲到我们需要有的认识和我们的学习追求。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 12, it talks about there are lessons that we must learn to pursue to be a good member.
那里有两个认识，第一个我们要看见神主宰的权柄把我安排在这个身体的。
There are two reckoning. One is that God have placed you there in the member.
好，我不能说我不是眼睛了，所以我就不属乎身体。
It doesn't mean that if you're not an eyes, then you're not part of the body.
我们要慢慢看见我在我是一个肢体，我才慢慢知道我这个肢体的功用是什么。
You must see that you must first reckon that you are a member, then gradually you know that what is the function.
我们有正常的聚会的生活。
So we must have a normal meeting.
我们在聚会的生活里面彼此的相处，彼此的相顾啊。彼此的交通
that we live for one another, we care for one another, we fellowship one another.
这个是能够让我们呢认识并且学习怎么样做那个肢体
enable us to know and also learn to be a member of the body of Christ.
我们的生命开始长大
and that's how our life gradually grows.
第二个我们做好的肢体，我们学习跟别人配搭
and then the second to be a member of the body, we need to cooperate with the other member.
是神把我们和别人和弟兄姊妹配搭在一起。
It is God who placed us next to my brothers and sisters.
这个配搭哈，在英文里面有一个翻译也叫做 tempering.
That is a tempering.
这个 tempering 呢，好像这个打铁哈，去火烧了以后把它捶打哈，能够和另外一个东西呢能够相合。
That is tempering the iron so that you can temper with another piece of iron.
我们有许多的属灵的功课在这个点上面。
So there are many spiritual lessons on this point that needs to learn.
我们的生命大小也不一样。
And that our life, the degree of life.
我们的性格也不一样。
Our characters are different.
这样子我们要在这些点上面开始来学习。
On this various point that we must begin to learn.
在这些学习里面呢，我们会得着基督自己
and through this learning that we may gain Christ himself
我们生命开始成长
and as our lives start to grow
若是我们没有正常的聚会生活
if we don't have a normal gathering life
也没有真正的在侍奉中学习接受安排学习和弟兄姊妹配搭
or that we don't have receive our arrangement and also cooperate with brothers and sisters
我们就大家一起来我照着圣灵给我的引导我们在一起侍奉，我们看见教会会乱的。
And then we just serve according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Then you see there's a chaos as a result.
今天很多神的儿女们说，我们要跟随圣灵啊，让圣灵掌权呢。所以每一个人都自己各随自己的心愿来侍奉。
Many brothers want to follow the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit reign, and then they serve according to that.
弟兄姊妹们，圣灵是该掌权，但是圣灵要借着十字架在我们身上做工。
Yes, indeed, the Holy Spirit need to reign, but he works through the cross.
那么十字架做工在我们身上，有一些具体的学习，就是我们在教会里面接受安排。我们学习和别人配搭。
And the work of the Holy Spirit through the cross is that we must receive the arrangement that has been assigned to us.
举一个例子，有的时候我们和一个弟兄配搭的时候，这个弟兄是一个凡事都很敏捷的人。
So for example, you are assigned to with another brother, and this brother is very a lot of things he's very sensitive.
另外一个呢是一个凡事都很安静或者是很谨慎很慢的人。
And another person, he is very reserved, he is very quiet.
这个在一起配搭就有很多的功课要学。
And when those two are matched together, you know that there's a lot of lesson you need to be learned.
这个快的人总觉得这个人拖着好难走啊。
And the person who is fast would drag against the person who is slow.
那个慢的人就觉得你这个弄得我眼花缭乱了，我不知道怎么办才好。
And the brother who is slow said, "Well, you're causing me a lot of chaos."
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这些经历正是。在身体里面学合一的那个经历。
And this experience is lessons that we must learn to achieve that unity.
我不能因为有这些差别我就说呢，我不是你所以我不属，我不要，不在这个侍奉的里面，不在这个身体里面。
It is not because of a difference that we don't want to be involved in the service.
这样子生命长大啊，才是实在的。
That if the life grows, then it is very solid.
我们要从不仅是个人与主之间有正常亲密的交通。
Not only individually we have our normal intimate fellowship with our Lord.
我们也要在聚会的生活、教会的生活里面有正常的接受安排和被配和我们一起配搭的学习。
And also in our gathering, we must have a normal cooperation arrangement.
这样这个肢体在主的身上哈。在聚会的里面它才逐渐成型了。
So that the member as the body became to form.
当我们生命长大了那个功用自然就会显出来。
As the life grows, then the function will naturally be shown.
可能你自己不知道你我们谦卑了不知道但是弟兄姊妹看得出来。
Maybe you yourself, because of humble, you don't recognize it, brothers and sisters will see it.
我们人生下来五官都全备。
That we are born with a fully functioned five senses.
身体里面所有的这个肢体啊、器官呢、消化器官都是全备。
And then all our organs are fully functioned.
但是很多懂医学的做父母就告诉我们说，孩子生下来有这些肢体，但是他还不能完全进功用。
But parents know that, or doctors know that when a child is born, those organs are not fully functioned.
若是我们生命成长了呢？我们是什么肢体它的功用自然会显出来。
But as we grow, what role are we in the member about that natural will be known.
这是包含在主耶稣给我们的救恩里面我们得救的时候他就已经给我们。
That is when we are saved, the Lord has given that to us.
就好像今天我们讲人的生命是从一个受精的卵子开始一个细胞开始。
That we know that life began with one cell.
但是它成长了以后细胞到了几周以后这个细胞就是心脏的这个将来 长出来是心脏。
But as the cell multiplies, the organs begin to form, like forming of a heart.
那个细胞长出来将来就是眼睛。
That cell will grow to be an eye.
等它生下来这些都在但是还不是一个成人一个完全能够进功用。
But when the baby is born,It hasn't fully matured yet.
所以医生就告诉我们说呢，孩子虽然看得见光了，但是他不会认出来那个是谁。
So the doctor said that the child can see light, but he doesn't recognize that image.
还有孩子他虽然有胃呢，但是他的胃还没有完全的能够进功用。
Or the stomach, he has a stomach, but it's not fully functioning.
他也有肝，也有肾呢，但是都还不能进功用。
He has his liver, his kidney, it's not fully functioning.
不能吃成人的食物。
So he cannot eat mature food.
需要非常小心的，非常有爱心的，照着他的生命的度量来使用它。
So we must be very careful according to its measure of life to use it.
有一些有经验的弟兄姊妹告诉我们。
Some brothers with experience tell us.
今天很多人呢，有各种的过敏
Some they maybe have a lot of allergy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，就是因为他在幼年的时候太早吃了，去让他身体去进那个功用。
It's probably because when they were young, they're eating a lot of solid food, adult food.
以至于造成他身上发展的就不平衡，不正常。
So as the body organ begin to develop, it's become abnormal.
所以我们在这些点上面要从用要看自己，我们要学习。
So we must look at ourselves and begin to learn.
如果我们学习做一个好的肢体。
So if we learn to be a good member of a body.
我们有了这个看见，有了这个认识，我们有这个心愿
，having,
要达到。
Having seen, recognize it, and have a desire to achieve it.
我们和弟兄姊妹在一起的时候，我们不仅接受安排，没有怨言。
That we not only receive the arrangement and no complaints.
我们也能够和弟兄姊妹在一起配搭的时候没有嫉妒。
That also as we cooperate with brothers, there is no jealousy.
没有竞争。
There is no fight.
没有比较。
No competition, no comparison.
我们知道人很多的这个一比较就有竞争了。
And when you compare, then there's competition.
这个是学做好肢体我们应该里面从看见有的一种的情形。
And this is a condition that we should have as a good member of
God. 我们也没有排斥。
And that we also would not reject.
我只跟这个我喜欢的人，其他的人我就不理他们。
That I like to be the people that I like, and I will ignore other people.
或者那个人我不喜欢的，只要他讲话我就反对。
Or if I don't like that person, whatever he say, I will oppose.
我们看见今天很多时候在教会侍奉里面呢。我们虽然讲合一但拉到实行的时候我们产生很多我们缺少认识而已。
that in church you see that even though we talk about a lot about unity, but practicality, there is still a long distance.
我们知道自己是肢体的时候，我就不会去包办一切，哈，我就来出头。
Then if we are, like for example, we are a member of body, but we become the head and take and cover everything.
Be all.
Be all.
Be all in the body. 我们知道教身体里面只有基督是全，是一切，又在一切之内。
We know that Christ is all and in all in the body.
但有的人啊，就他什么都怪哈，所以他什么都要摸了，结果就造成这个身体受到伤害。
So some member want to be all and in all.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个是我们要认识进功用之前，我们先要有的认识和学习。
This was something that we must learn as we enter the body of Christ.
我们不仅不出头啊，我们让基督出头，大家都伏在圣灵在教会中掌权哈。
We must reckon that Christ is the head and the Holy Spirit reign in that body.
我们在侍奉中也不越位。我们不 be 就是 beyond myself
beyond yourself
我如果不是一个口，我就不要真的去做口。
For example, if you're not a mouth, then don't strive to be a mouth.
我不是一个手，我就不要真的去做手。
Or you're not a hand, don't try to be a hand.
弟兄姊妹们，今天很多时候我们在侍奉里面有各种的难处，都是因为我们认识上面还不够，还没有达到。这个实行。
It is because as a result of that, there's many problems arises because we don't recognize.
若是我们能够有一段时期在主面前这样好好的学习。
If there's a period of time that you learn well before the Lord,
神非常爱他儿子的教会。
Brothers, God really loves the church for His Son.
非常爱每一个他主耶稣基督买赎回来的人。
And He loves everyone that's redeemed by our Lord Jesus Christ.
他何等盼望我们是有功用的。
And he desires us to be fully functioned.
就好像我们做父母的，看到我儿女长大有功用啊，我们何等的喜乐！不会说你把我的事情做掉了。
Like a parent has seen a child gradually grow up fully functioning, it brings joy to the parents.
我不会有这种感觉的，所以神是要我们成为一个尽功用的人。
Yes, God wants us to see us fully functioning.
我们借着和弟兄姊妹在一起聚会，在一起侍奉。
That through gathering and through serving,
我们会从自己错误失败的里面逐渐认识我在身体里面的功用和位置。
And from our errors, from our mistake, gradually we'll recognize our position and our role in the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，这样子哈，我们或许能够在时间中，在地方上，我们能够显出一种基督身体合一的美丽。
And this, in time and locality, then we will express the beauty of the unity of the body of Christ.
我想我的问题差不多就这么多了。
This is all my questions.
当然可能有一些其他的问题没有回答到的。我相信圣灵会解释。
Maybe there are some questions that there's no answer for me. The Holy Spirit would provide the answer for you.
另外哈，这一次因为下午第二堂讲到看见教会是基督的身体。
The second session is seeing the church as the body of Christ.
关于这个题目哈，我们快要出一个文字的这个文字的印出来的交通给弟兄。
There is we will be publishing a literature concerning that topic.
这是将近十年前哈在西雅图和波特兰的弟兄姊妹。我们一同有一个侍奉的追求。
This happens about 10 years ago, the saints in Seattle and Portland together we pursue.
在那个追求里面呢，孙弟兄跟我们交通的关于什么是基督身体合一的见证啊，有十个问题。
Brother Sun brought up that there are 10 questions concerning what is the unity of the body of Christ.
我们动作很慢的，十年以后才把它逐渐的整理出来哈。
So it's slow, but gradually we have all
我们负责服侍这个服侍的姊妹啊，她也盼望把所有散失的这些录音带找回来。
And the sister who's responsible for putting this together also tried to collect the tapes.
十个问题，我们现在只找到三个问题的录音带，所以谁家有哈，请你去查找一找，好不好
？Of the 10 questions, we only have tapes for 3. But if you have any of the tapes, please let us know.
盼望能够找全呢，我们把它整理出来。可以给弟兄姊妹大家一起来追求。
So that we have a complete set of it.
我是来帮江弟兄、孙弟兄跟伯弟兄回答问题的。
I am here to answer questions on behalf of Brother Stephen Kwong, Brother Gwin San, and Brother Bo.
我讲了两堂专题呢，没有激发出一个问题来。
Of the group, of the two groups, I had never inspired any questions.
我想时间很宝贵啊，所以我要简答。
I want to be brief because time is very short.
把时间多留点给孙弟兄跟伯弟兄，他们再来补充。
Leave time for Brother Sun and Brother Bo.
好，第一个问题啊，他说这是我个人的疑问，不一定很准确。
This is my personal question, may not be very accurate.
他说在聚会中啊，我们提到神的旨意和愿望呢，是要我们有真实的看见。
That in a meeting talking about God's will, that we must have a true seeing.
但在实行中呢，有真实的看见的人却是极少数。
But then in practicality, those who able to see is only the minority.
啊，请你提一点哈，我们人这一方面的预备和装备。
That can you bring some point? How can we prepare ourselves, make ourselves ready?
啊，我就把江弟兄讲过了哈，摘要几个点。
I will just bring a few points that Brother Stephen Kwong can mention.
第一个呢，江弟兄跟我们提到就是说，我们必须脱离我们的旧人，脱离我们的肉体。
That our brother shared that we must free from ourselves and our old man.
因为你属血气的人，就是那个天然人呢，是没有办法领会那个属灵的事情。
The natural man, the flesh and blood, is unable to understand spiritual matters.
啊，所以如果我们得救了，但是我们还是活在我们原来的那个旧心思、天然人的那些的情况里头的话呢，那么这个是进不去了。
So if you're born again, but you still live in that old mind and thought, live in that natural man, you cannot enter into spiritual things.
那么另外一种是，虽然得救了，但是呢，我们还活在这个属肉体的情况。
So another is that situation is that even though you're saved, you still live in the flesh.
啊，更不好，也就是肉体这个世界罪恶还成为我们很大的残累啊，我们还在这个肉体里面嫉妒、纷争、结党。
That you're still fleshly, still you have division, you have your jealousy and so forth.
那么这样的话呢，保罗说我们变成属肉体。那么还是不能明白属灵的事。
Paul said, "We still belong to the flesh. We still don't understand spiritual things."
好吧，那么第二点呢？我们若是脱离了这些肉体和这个天然人的情况的时候
，the second point, if we are free also from the fleshly things or the natural man,
我们还必须对属灵的事情有爱慕。
That we must have a longing for spiritual things.
那主在马太福音第七章告诉我们说
，Our Lord in Matthew 7 tell us.
他说不要把圣物啊、这个丢给狗吃啊。
Do not give the holy things are giving to dogs.
哎，不要把珍珠丢在猪前。
Or pearls to the pigs.
免得他呢践踏的珍珠以后呢反过来咬你、啊。
So that they may not stumble on it and come back and bite you.
啊，所以我们如果啊。不对属灵的事情有尊重有爱慕的时候主不歧视的。
So if you don't treat spiritual things with honor and with love,
像我们这几天在这里听见这些看见
like what you've heard about in the messages of seeing,
那么如果我们 不把它当宝贵的话呢那么这些可能真的就过去了。
If you don't treasure them, then all this will just pass by you.
但是若是我们宝贵它我们说主啊我定住这个了。
But if you treasure and say, Lord, I want this,
那么我们能看见
then you'll be able to see.
那么第三个啊，就是呢，心转向主。
The third point is when our heart is turned towards God.
保罗在哥林多后书第三章告诉我们说，以色列人因为被这个摩西这个帕子挡住了以后呢，他们就看不见神的旨意。
Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 because the Israelite is being veiled by Moses, they cannot see the will of God.
来告诉我们说呢，如果是人。啊，比主重要。那么我们看不见这个属灵的东西。
If we treat man over what is of God, then we will not see spiritual things.
如果宗派比主所要的教会重要的话呢，那你看不见真正属灵的东西。
If denomination is over what God is desired, then you will not see spiritual things.
如果我们的传统习惯比属灵的真实的东西重要的话呢，那我们也看不见属灵的东西。
If tradition and habits is over what is real and spiritual, then you will not see spiritual things.
如果我们把我们自己的意见、我们的成见看作比真理更重要的话，那我们也看不见属灵的东西。
If our own opinion or own bias is over what is truth, then we will not see spiritual things.
所以这必须十字架在我们身上做工了。
So we must have the work of the cross in our, in us.
真的是彻底的否定啊，主之外所有其他的事物。
Totally denies everything apart from our Lord.
我记得昨天孙兄好像问我们说，啊，我们能不能同意啊？只有神是是的，所有其他都不是。
Like our brother son said, do you agree that in Christ everything is yes, apart from that, nothing is yes?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们有这个承认的话，我们会看见。
If you reckon that, then you'll be able to see.
那么第四个点呢，就是我们要变成一个清心的人。
That the fourth point that we must have a pure heart.
啊，主在马太福音第五章那里告诉我们说，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
In Matthew chapter 5, our Lord tells, "Blessed are the pure in heart, because they will see God."
啊，如果我们心里面啊还充满了各样的这些啊其他的东西啊，不单纯。
If our heart is still occupied with other things, then our heart is not pure.
所以我们不仅是转向神了。
So not only that, we must turn towards God.
愿意让主在工作中啊，借他的话语，一直把我们啊，从心思到我们的心呐，通通都把它滤净。
The Lord through His Word and through His Work purify us from our mind and our hearts.
啊，这是关于预备的方面的四点。
Those are the four points in concerning preparation.
那么这位弟兄姊妹还问说呢，要怎么样装备？
And then the other thing is how do we prepare ourselves?
我想我们刚刚过的这个聚会是主装备我们的方式。
And then, for example, the conference that we just went through is how our Lord prepares ourselves.
所以我们有好的聚会的时候呢，我们要渴慕，要去追求。
For example, we have a good meeting that we must desire and pursue after it.
我觉得有些时候错过一次的聚会，可能我们这一生呢，真的在那一段我们就变成了一直没有办法跨越的一个鸿沟。
For example, if you miss a conference, then there is this chasm that you cannot go over.
你就好像就缺那个东西，你就跳不过去。
It's as though you're lacking something, you just can't go over.
我举个例子啊。
For example,
我读小学的时候呢，我很不喜欢读书。
When I was in elementary school, I don't like to study.
所以老师在教那个波波摩佛啊，我都没有学好。
So the teacher teach the phonics, and I didn't study it well.
后来我读到这个大学的，读到研究所了，我发现呢，我常常波波摩佛有点问题。
So that in college and research, I still have problems with pronouncing.
哎，弟兄姊妹，你不要小看呐，属灵事情的这些。片片段段。
So don't look lightly upon likewise spiritual matters.
每一件都是宝贝。
Everything is precious.
所以我们应当呢珍惜主给我们的机会，好好的追求。
So we must cherish the opportunity God gives us. We must pursue diligently.
我们读圣经的时候，我们也不要偏废啊，不要只喜欢读某一类型的。
So likewise studying Bible, don't just focus on certain books.
那么在经历上呢，也不要专追求一些我喜欢的。
Don't likewise experience, don't pursue only things that you like.
希望主让我们能够扩大心胸啊，我们能够进入全备的这方面的追求。
May the Lord broaden us so we can enter fully into His riches.
好，我就第一个弟兄姊妹的问题我就答到这里。
This answers the first question of brothers and sisters.
这边要快一点啊。这个问题说呢，如何验证查明我们属灵的看见真正是来自主的启示，或者是自己的领悟
？So how do you discern that this is truly from God or from your own awakening？
如果说是真实的启示的话呢，那只有从神来。
If it's true revelation, then it must be from God.
但是呢，它还需要从灵里边一直还。透过我们的心思
But there's a process where it begins from our spirit then enter into our mind and thoughts
就是那个照明我们心中眼睛的这个过程
And that is a process of enlightening the eyes of our hearts
然后还要把你带到经历里面去
And of course enter then lead into experience
他这里特别举了一个例子说有些时候呢我们想学亚伯结果却是像该隐
So sometimes we want to learn to be able as a result we end up like Cain
那么我们可能是只是学的外面的样子
So we may just learn the outward form.
我们没有抓到里面的那个精义。
But we have not lay hold of that inexperience.
那么这刚才我们第一个问题的回答是有点关系啊。
So it's related to the first answer of the first question.
我们有些时候呢，我们就觉得呢，就效法传统。
So sometimes we want to imitate the tradition.
甚至于效法世界。
And then likewise imitate the world.
那我们外面做的还是那个样子，可是。实质上呢是不同。
Over the world, but outwardly, you have that form, but then in reality, you don't have the reality.
那么结果呢是被神拒绝。
As a result, you are forsaken by God.
好，那么第二个问题说，我们也渴慕主开我们灵里眼睛，得见主的荣耀。
The second is that we desire that the Lord open our eyes to see His glory.
我们怎么样可以把客观的真理化成主观的经历
？How do we how do we have that objective truth become our subjective experience?
江立兄也给我们回答了这个问题。
Brother Stephen Kwan also answered that question.
因为他说呢，属灵的事情呢是非常贵重的。
That he said that spiritual things are very precious.
所以呢，我们需要付代价。
So that there is a price to pay.
不肯付代价的人呢，就不可能在这一层能够转得过去。
Those who are unwilling to pay the price will not be able to go past that stage.
所以我们可能一般来说客观真理我们认识比较容易的。
In general, the objective truth, we can understand it.
我们甚至也可以跟别人来传讲。
And we can also share with others.
但是那个是不是成为我们的？
But how did that become our?
那就是付代价的问题。
That's the issue of paying the price.
弟兄就提到十字架。
Our brother mentioned the cross.
这十字架在我们身上的工作。
And the work of the cross in our life.
到了一个地步。
To a degree.
我们必须看主比我们的父母、妻子、儿女、朋友更重要。
We see our Lord over all the things that's dearest to us, like our parents, our children, and so forth.
我们天然情感若是舍不下这些东西的
，Our natural sentimental emotion doesn't allow us to lay that down.
我们就是看见了，我们跟不上去。
Even though we see we're unable to follow.
但是我们意思并不是说呢，从此以后我们不去照顾、不去爱这些家人了。
Doesn't mean that from now on we will not care for our dear ones.
一个真实背十字架跟从主人呢，那是。因此而爱家人更深更真。
But a person who willing to care up the cross will indeed to love their parents or the dear ones even deeper.
所以我们这个夫妻彼此应该鼓励
So we must encourage one another, especially couples.
你不要错误领会，以为说他这一爱主就不爱我了。
So don't please misunderstand that you love the, because he loved the Lord, he doesn't love me anymore.
其实他如果爱主，真正的爱主是在真实的属灵的情况爱主的话呢，他是更爱你的。
But if a brother or sister truly love the Lord, then he will love.
这是一个考验
，spouse. This is a test, actually.
那么另外一个就是我们要爱主比爱自己更多。
That we must love our Lord over ourselves.
爱主比爱世界更多。
Love our Lord over the world.
我只能简单的说一下。
I just want to simply answer this.
好，那么现在这个呢是他说地上的教会。都是基督的就是基督的身体。
The church of this world is the body of Christ.
但是如果你是属于西雅图基督的教会，那么你可不可以参加别的这个宗派的这个特会
？If you belong to this Seattle Christian Assembly, can you also attend some of the conference of the other denomination?
这应该是伯弟兄的问题。
This should be a question to Brother Paul.
他说要我回答。
But he wants me to answer this.
然后还有一个问题
Another question.
但有些教会呢不赞成弟兄姊妹去不同的教会的聚会。
But some churches that doesn't allow their congregation, so to speak, brothers and sisters, attend other denomination churches.
如果这样的话呢，我们怎么来看基督的身体呢
？So in that point, how do we view the body of Christ？
这个问题不是很好回答。
This is a difficult question.
我是这样看这个问题。
I look at this question in this perspective.
能不能去参加这个别的宗派的特会的话呢？不应当问我。
If you asking whether you can attend conferences of the other denomination, you shouldn't ask me.
你应该问主。
You must go and ask the Lord.
我没有办法帮你回答的。
I will not be able to answer that for you.
圣灵在你里面，恩膏的教训会告诉你。
The Holy Spirit, the anointing, will be able to teach you.
但是我要提一个点
But I'm on this point, I want to bring up.
也是我个人的经历。
It is my personal experience.
是我们可以去参加很多的特会。
We can attend various conferences.
那么你一定会听见一些信息。
And you will listen, you will receive messages.
你会看见一些做法。
And you'll see some methods.
你也会有一些经历。
And you also have experiences.
但是这些东西究竟是对你有益呢，还是对你有害呢？你自己得去分辨。
So you yourself need to discern whether it's beneficial to you or harmful to you.
因为每一次你去呢，都在你身上会刻下一个痕迹。
Because every time you go, it will etch something in your life.
这些信息进来以后呢，它都会改变你的观念和你以后的追求，
this,
你的侍奉的方向。
This message when you're receiving will change your opinion and how you serve, the direction how you serve.
因为我们听信息呢，就好像吃食物一样。
So when you listen to the message, it's like eating food.
你平常吃什么东西没有关系。
So ordinary when you eat something, it doesn't matter.
但是如果吃到一个对你身体有害的东西的话呢，关系重大。
But if you eat something that harms your body, the effect will be not good.
我要请林凡弟兄容许我借用他的例子。
I will ask Brother Lin Fan. I will use a illustration from him.
林凡弟兄啊，他小时候很胖的。
Brother Lin Fan, when he was young, he was a chubby child.
但是有一次和他们去旅游的时候哈，他那个到山上呢吃了一个东西。
One time they were on a hiking on a mountain, he ate something.
哎呀，他是泻得非常厉害。
And then he had diarrhea.
他说这整个人呢变得另外一个样子。
All of a sudden he changed a different person.
从很胖变得很瘦。
From chubby to become very skinny.
还不像现在这样哦。
Now like him.
现在这样蛮好看的。
He is a good shape he's in now.
那是后来呢又进补又锻炼才变成现在这样。
Later on he exercised and then he becomes in good shape.
刚刚吃到坏东西的时候那是不太像人样的。
So, when he was eating that wrong thing, he was out of shape.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters,
关于吃使用食物的问题
concerning what kind of food you eat,
这是一个非常严肃的问题
this is a very serious matter.
我们希望能够吃纯净的灵奶
we must be able to eat the pure milk.
特别我们如果要介绍书籍给弟兄姊妹的时候
for example, we want to introduce some literature.
要带领人去参加一个特会的时候
or lead someone to a conference.
最好我们自己呢在主面前真的有一个寻求有一个求问
that the best is that we must come before the Lord and seek Him and inquire of Him.
当我们真的是在灵里头被主印证了之后呢，我们可以介绍。
Once you have confirmation in the Spirit, then you can introduce your brothers to the conference.
因为我们都是主的宝贝。
Because everyone brothers is precious to us.
我们让一个人走差的路的话呢，我们在主面前都负不起这个责任。
If we lead someone astray, then we will not be able to bear that responsibility.
他一生的前途可能就因为参加一次的特会呢改变了。
Their future may be because of one conference they change.
那么后面他说呢，我们如何来看这个基督的身体啊
？How do we view the body of Christ？
那我想伯利兄就讲很清楚。
Brother Bo has answered this very clearly.
所有蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹呢，都在身体里。
Everyone who is redeemed is in the body of Christ.
都是我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
It's our dear brothers and sisters.
我们应当爱他们，我们应当有交通。
We should love them and have fellowship with them.
我们应当竭力保守身体的合一。
And we must keep the unity of the body of Christ.
但是他弟兄既然问的问题是说呢，是一个宗派的特会。
So the brothers mentioned it is regarding a conference from a different denomination.
那我们就要问说，你赞成宗派吗？
So the question is that do you agree on denomination?
江弟兄他昨天跟我们流泪诉说他这个脱离父亲脱离那个宗派的痛苦。
Our brother Simon Kong gave a testimony yesterday about how he departed from the denomination.
其实他还有很多的痛苦经历他还没有跟我们讲完。
That he has many painful experiences that he have not shared with us yet.
他只是用他的眼泪来表示他和他父亲所受的伤害之深。
And with tears he expressed how the pain and suffering that he had to endure when he separated from his parents.
这个我想呢，我们从弟兄的见证中，你已经看见。
And you can see from the testimony of our brother.
宗派呢，分裂了基督的身体。
The denomination divides the body of Christ.
我们为了基督身体的合一。
For the unity of the body of Christ.
我们的心应该包容所有的儿女，神的儿女。
Our hearts should cover all the members of the body of the children of God.
但是我们心虽然是这么的宽。
Even though our heart is broad.
可是我们的脚呢？确实要紧
but our footstep must be tight
因为呢这一条道路是十字架的路
because this way is the way of the cross
是拿撒勒人耶稣的路
it is the way of Nazareth Jesus Christ of Nazareth
所有离开这个原则的这个追求呢我想我们应当不能够进去
anyone depart from that principle we must not enter into
我只能简单讲这些
I just simply answer this
第三个问题这是英文的问题。
The third question is in English.
弟兄姐妹。
Why would God allow the enemy to attack those? Oh, sorry. Our God is an almighty. He is in control. How do we explain the evil one still comes, costs us so much trouble? In the church of God, in the church and God's people.
好，这里的问题就是说呢，我们的神既是全能的，而且呢，他掌管的所有一切。为什么？我们怎么来解释撒旦那恶者呢，仍然可以在教会和神的百姓中间呢，造成如此多的问题和麻烦。那么这个问题我想我简单的说，从四世纪 里面呢，我们看见那个答案。
From the book of Judges, we see the answer.
啊，士师记的第二章里面啊。
In Judges chapter 2.
耶和华曾差遣他的使者啊，来向以色列人说话。
So, our Lord sent an angel to speak to the Israelites.
啊，那里在第三节那里哈。他说呢，因此我又说，我必不将你们从啊，不将他们从你们面前赶出，他们必做你们肋下的荆棘，他们的神必做你们的网罗。
Judges chapter 2 verse 3. Therefore I also say to you, I will not drive them out before you, but they will become a thorn in your thigh, and their gods will be a snare to you.
啊，这个原因是什么呢？
So what is the reason?
因为以色列人不听神的话。
Because the Israel ignored God's word.
他们不守神的约。
And did not hold fast to the covenant of God.
借着仇敌一个惩罚。
So God uses the enemy to punish his people.
但虽然是一个惩罚，是一个审判呢，可是是爱的一个审判。
Even though it's a punishment, it's a judgment, but it is out of love.
为了把他们挽回。
So that they can recover them back.
那么另一个方面。
On the other aspect.
在士师记三章。
In Judges chapter 3,
三章第一节那里说
verse 1,
耶和华留下这几族为要试验那不曾知道与迦南征战之事的以色列人，好叫以色列的后代又知道又学习未曾晓得的战事。
Verse 1, Now this is the nation which the Lord left to test the Israelites, by them, that is, all that who have not experienced any of the war of the Canaanites.
所以神容许仇敌存在，并且这样的工作呢，他为了训练，为了试验。
So the Lord allowed the enemy so that they can train his people.
我们看见神的作为都是为了正面的目的。
So that is
正面的目的。
Oh, it's also a positive aspect.
所以我们可以放心的来跟随他。
So we must without any impediment, we just follow our Lord.
无论遇见什么情况。
No matter what situation you encounter.
我们相信呢，神为我们的益处，容许仇敌。就这些工作。
We trust the Lord allowed this so to strengthen us.
但若是我们不听神的话的原因。
But if the reason you don't obey God.
啊，我们必须悔改。
That we must first repent.
好，那么第二个问题。
The second question. Why would God allow the enemy to attack those who really have spiritual seeing and love the Lord?
那这个问题是说呢，为什么神会容许仇敌的攻击啊，那些啊真正有属灵看见而且有爱主的人。那么这个问题呢，跟刚才那个有点类似，但不是完全一样。
So this question is similar to the first one, but not completely identical.
刚才那个是更广泛的啊，讲这个。
The first question is more
全体，现在讲个人。
More broader, this is more in a micro scale.
啊，那么我的啊简单答复你就是第一个啊，约伯啊他在神眼中是这么的纯正啊。这么的得神喜悦。
My answer to the question is that Job, like Job, he is so pure and pleasing in the eyes of God.
但是呢，啊，撒旦说他是因为你保护他，你祝福他，所以他才这样的。
So Satan came to God and said, because you protected him, you blessed him. That's how Job lived.
那么神就容许撒旦去试验。
So God allowed Satan to test Job.
那么试验过了之后呢，那耶伯从苦境中转回，而且耶和华给他的祝福呢是从前的两倍。
So after Job's tribulation, God blessed Job double what he had before.
所以感谢主啊，有些时候我们是会遇到这种试验的情况。
But thank the Lord, sometimes we'll encounter trial and test from our Lord.
好，那么另外一个情况呢，是保罗在哥林多后书第四章那里所讲的。
That the second is that in Paul from 2 Corinthians
啊，第四章啊
，chapter 4。
那里讲到就是说，因为神把一个宝贝放在我们这瓦器里
，because God placed a treasure in this vessel，
他显明这莫大的能力啊，是出于神，不是出于人。
That revealed the greatness is out of God, not out of man。
所以我们有些时候可能会遇到四面受敌
，so sometimes we may encounter enemies around us，
心理作难
，and then encounter difficulties and experience，
遭逼迫。
And then experience persecution.
我甚至于被打倒。
Or we are hit down.
但是神保罗告诉我们说。
But Paul tells us.
他后面带来一个什么结果呢
？But what is the result out of that experience?
就是呢，让我们经历过死，然后呢，来带进复活。
That is that through that bring about resurrection.
那么另外一个呢，对别人的益处是什么呢？死在我们身上发动 可是呢，生却在别人的身上发动。
So death may be in us, so that life may also express in the other people.
那么意思就是说，当我们有过这些经历之后
，tells us once we have these experiences,
我们的侍奉不一样
，our service will be different.
我们真能够把生命来带给人了
，be able to impart life to others.
那后面他就说呢，因为这些作为的缘故呢，恩惠就加多了。
Following is that because of this, grace will be increasing.
啊，感谢就显多了。
Thank the Lord for this.
荣耀就归给神。
The glory be unto our Lord.
所以我们感谢主，是神啊容许这些事情临到我们。
We thank the Lord because God allowed this to happen to us.
当然，如果是我们自己的肉体，也可能造成别人的麻烦。
But sometimes it is our flesh that causes trouble to others.
我们今天呢，都还在肉身之中。
Even though we are physically still living in this life.
所以有些时候，并不是神啊用来试验。
Sometimes it is not God who is testing us.
是我们肉体呢不肯受约束，以至于造成的问题。
It is because our flesh unable to be constrained as a result causing this kind of trouble.
必须更深的学十字架功课。
So we must learn deeply the way of the work of the cross.
为了基督身体的缘故。
For the body of the Christ.
那么第四个问题啊，我就不在这里回答。我看看是哪个弟兄提的，或者姊妹啊。
The fourth, I will not answer, but I will just read it out for you.
跟你个 make appointment.
Make appointment.
等一下吃饭的时候，我们坐在一桌。
And then after we sit together during lunch.
他讲说，如何知道是主的呼召出来服侍主？
How do you know that God is calling you out to serve Him?
又如何知道时间是什么时候？
And how do you know what time is that calling?
那么我们私下交通。
We'll fellowship on this afterwards.
我们再把时间交给孙弟兄。
Give a time to Brother Sun.
这个还是替江弟兄回答一个问题。
I will try to answer this question on behalf of Brother Stephen Kwong.
江弟兄曾提到神给他看见关于基督身体合一的启示。
Brother Stephen Kwong mentioned that God revealed to him regarding the unity of the body of Christ.
他就不得不离开 Methodist Church 跟从主。
That he cannot but depart from Methodist to follow the Lord.
这个 Methodist Church 就是美依美会。
That is the Methodist Church.
那么他下面有两个小问题，说到底这个基督身体合一的启示是什么呢？
So following that two questions, that what is the unity of the body of Christ?
为什么这个合一的启示反而导致弟兄离开教会，离开美依美会呢？
Why is that revelation resulted our brother to depart from the Methodist Church?
昨天呢江弟兄在他的信息里面提到这个点。
Yesterday, our brother mentioned this point in his message.
不过他讲到关于他自己这个经历的时候呢，他很含蓄，也就是讲了一点点。
So he mentioned this, he only mentioned this a little bit.
在1964年的时候。
In 1964.
那个时候江弟兄还不到50岁啊。
When our brother is not yet 50.
那他回台湾。
And he returned to Taiwan.
那么正好那一年呢，是我高中毕业的那一年。
And that year was when I graduated from high school.
所以我们在台北呢，就有一个夏令会，青年的夏令会。
So in Taiwan we have a youth summer conference.
那么在那一次的聚会里面
，So at that conference，
那我们的弟兄把他一生的经历讲得非常的详尽。
Our brother shared with us the detail of his life.
那么其中有一段就是讲到他怎样离开。美依美会。
And part of it, he shared with us how he departed, he separated himself from Methodist Church.
那个对于他来讲，实在是一个很痛苦的经历。
To him, it's really a painful experience.
知道他的人都晓得，他的父亲啊，江长川老牧师。
Those who are familiar with him knows that his father, Pastor Kwong,
是当时美依美会的会都。
That he is the
Bishop
of the Methodist Church.
他在美依美会里面是一个很有地位的，是一个领头的一个人。
And he's a leader in the Methodist Church.
并且江弟兄告诉我们，他的父亲是一个非常温和的人。
And also, Brother Stephen Kwong mentioned his father is a very gentle person.
我想我们从江弟兄身上大概可以能想象他的父亲。
And from our brother, we can imagine how his father is like.
是非常君子的一个人。
A very honorable person.
他也很爱主。
He also loved the Lord.
那么也 很忠心的服侍。
And is very faithful servant.
但是呢，有一天他的儿子呢，那个江弟兄呢，居然啊提出来要离开，他父亲所在的这个工作。
One day, our brother Stephen Quant, came to his father and said he need to depart from the work of his father.
这个照着江弟兄所讲的，就是因为主给他里面有了一点的看见。
According to what our brother said, because in spirit the Lord revealed to him.
他真实的看见教会的意义。
And truly see the meaning of the church.
他讲那段故事的时候啊。
When he shared with us his story,
我到今天印象还非常的深刻。
Up to today, the impression is still very deep.
一面哭一面讲。
That he was, while he was sharing, he was crying.
因为他做这件事情对他的父亲所造成的伤害是非常的厉害。
Because what he did really hurt deeply to his father.
不仅伤害了一个父亲的心。
Not only hurt the heart of his father.
因为他的父亲又是美一美会的一个会督。
Because his father is also the bishop of the Methodist Church.
那么他的父亲非常的爱他。
And also his father loved him very much.
也非常刻意的栽培他。
And want to nurture and cultivate him.
昨天他讲到如果他做了这个决定离开美一美会。
And yesterday he shared with us when he made the decision to depart from Methodist Church.
他可能学校就要被停掉。
Then he would have to, he would be, stop school.
因为我们知道那个时候江弟兄是在苏州的动物大学读书。
And at that time, Brother, Jim Kwan was in one of the universities in 苏州。
他的父亲呢也是当时学校的董事之一。
That, his father was one of the board members of that university.
啊那么他也提到如果他这样做可能他会被赶出家庭。
So he also mentioned if he did it, he would also be cast out from his family.
啊不过后来因为将军没有说啊。
So our brother did not share on this point.
他的父亲没有把他赶出苏州大学。
That his father did not, shut him out from school.
他的父亲也没有把他赶出家。
And his father did not cast him out from the family.
你知道父亲实在是非常的爱他。
You know, his father really loved him.
弟兄姊妹们我们知道他在这样一个背景里面长大。
Brothers, you know that this is how, in this background, he was grown up.
在父亲的爱的里面这样的受到栽培。
And how he was cultured and nurtured in the love of his father.
到有一天为着主的心意的缘故离开那个环境。
And because, of the will of God, he departed from that environment.
你就知道对他个人里面的打击是很厉害。
You know that how great of a suffering that he has endured.
对他的家庭的打击也是非常厉害。
Likewise, how his family endured this.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道在教会历史上
，Dear brothers, we know in church history,
很多神的儿女
，many children of God,
因为灵里的眼睛得开
，because the eyes of your spirit is enlightened.
看见了神心中所看见的。
Seeing what God is really after.
他们付上极其重大的代价。
And they pay a great price for it.
弟兄姊妹们，就像亚伯一样。
Brothers, just like Abel.
所以圣经给我们看见，亚伯因着他的看见，付上重大的代价。
The Bible said because Abel saw, he paid a great price.
所以，对于我们的弟兄来讲，
所以说。
这是多么不愿意看见，也是多么不愿意发生的一件事情。
So, brother, it is something that he is sort of unwilling to see and unwilling to have this happen.
所以昨天上午，当我重新一次听见他讲到这个见证，我的心里面很受震动。
So yesterday morning when I once again heard this testimony, it really moved my heart.
我回想弟兄姊妹在中国，在远东啊，过去几十年。多少的弟兄姊妹们为了主的这个心意而付上重大的代价。
I recall in China, in the Far East, many because of this, seeing the will of God pay such a great price.
这些弟兄姊妹他们不是属血气的人。
These brothers does not belong to flesh and blood.
他们不是不爱父亲的不爱家人的。
It's not that they don't love their father or their family.
他们也不是不爱弟兄姊妹的。
It's not that they don't love brothers and sisters.
但是为着主他要成就的心意不能不付出这个代价。
But for the Lord, for his will to accomplish, that they are willing to pay the price.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹们属灵的看见是宝贵的。
So dear brothers, spiritual seeing is precious.
但是在这个看见的背后有重大的代价需要付上。
But behind that seeing, there's a great price to pay.
你可能要脱离人情对你的这个包围。
That maybe you need to separate from, ones that are dear to you.
你可能要脱离许许多多过去的一些的关系。
And also separate from all those, relationships that you have.
我自己蒙恩得救之后啊。
When I was saved.
主也把我摆在这么样一种的情形的里面。
The Lord also placed me in such a condition.
一直到今天。
Until today,
弟兄姊妹，很多时候，我实在从心里面说，巴不得不讲教会的问题。
That from my heart is that I have to talk about think concerning the church.
这个实在是叫人呢心力交瘁的东西。
These are things that consumes our heart.
但是弟兄姊妹们，你不能不讲的。
But brothers, this is something that we must.Talk about.
因为教会是主心中最宝贵的一件事情。
Because the church is very dear in the heart of our Lord.
这是神荣耀的心意。
It is the glorious will of God.
是要成就，是神要成就的事情。
That it must come to be.
所以每次读到哥罗西书保罗论到教会的那一段，我的心都很有感触。
And when Paul in Colossians talk about the church, it really touches me.
他说为着教会为了基督的身体
for the body of Christ,
要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠
that I will feel the suffering of Christ.
他前面还有一段话说他说为你们受苦倒觉欢乐
that I suffer so that you may rejoice.
你看这是一个何等矛盾的一个感觉
so it's really a paradox feeling if you will.
一面晓得摸着教会的问题这个要给我们要叫我们付上极重大的代价。
On one aspect, you touch things concerning the church, there's a great price to pay.
但是另外一面来讲的话呢，这样的苦，那么也是一种的喜乐。
On another aspect, such suffering also brings about joy.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天我们要摸着教会的问题。
So brothers, today when we touch issues in the church,
我从心里面恳求大家。
So from my heart, I beseech you all.
不要随便的加上我们的意见和感觉。
Do not casually just express our opinions and feelings.
因为这是主耶稣付上生命流血的重大代价所要产生出来的。
Because it is brought about, give birth about by the precious blood, by the life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是神心中最中心的一个心意。
It is a central point of the will of God.
所以如果我们要谈教会的问题，
If we discuss issues in the church,
请你第一个先回到圣经的里面。
We must first return to the Bible.
你要把圣经里面有关教会的这个意义，你要把它弄清楚它。
You must be clear what the Bible talks about the meaning of the church.
我们要求主开我们里面的眼睛，让我们有谦卑的灵，让圣灵在里面做开启的工作。
May the Lord open our eyes that we have a spirit of humility to understand this.
否则这些外表上所有一些的争论都没有意义的。
Otherwise, all the outward argument is all vanity.
弟兄姊妹，昨天晚上我也讲到了。
Brothers, yesterday evening I shared with you.
我们不需要很快的做任何的判断。
That we don't need to rapidly make decisions.
因为判断我们的是神。
Because God's the one who judges.
最后还有最后的审判。
Because there will be a final judgment.
今天我们说我们对别人错，这个是没有意义的事情。
And sometimes today we say that we wrong someone, there's no meaning.
或者我们说别人对我们错，这个也是没有意义的事情。
Or others wrong me, there's no doesn't have any meaning.
教会的建立乃是根据于圣经的启示。
The building of church is based on the revelation found in the Bible.
有客观的真理来检验所有的一切情形。
Having the objective truth to answer all kind of issues.
神的真理不仅检验天下所有的教会。
God's truth don't only answer all things of the church.
今天我们在这里所有的聚集也要接受神真理的检验。
Likewise, we gathering here also need to receive that.
弟兄姊妹们，只有神的真理是准确的。
Only God's truth is absolute.
所以我们从来不能有一个感觉说我们就是别人都不是。
Don't have this feeling that we are somebody but others are not.
或者我们说那个教会是别的都不是。
Or that church is but we are not.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们需要神给我们有特别的怜悯。
Brothers, we must have God's special mercy on us.
这实在是一件严肃的事情。
This is a very solemn issue.
那么主把我们拯救回来，摆在他的教会里。
And God save us and place us in His church.
弟兄姊妹们，神的心意是何等的沉重呢？
That how
heavy.
How heavy is that in the heart of God?
但是我们这些人呢，我们常常轻描淡写的。
So oftentimes we look lightly on this.
我们把教会不当回事情。
We don't really treat the church as something important.
我们实在是亏欠我们的主。
We really fell short of our Lord.
那我在这里呢，按照圣经的教训呢，简单的讲一点，因为我们时间没有。
So here, according to the teaching of the Bible, I want to share with you.
新约圣经启示我们身体只有一个。
The New Testament revealed to us the body there's only one.
没有很多的身体。
There are not many bodies.
但是呢，地上教会身体的见证是无数个。
That in this earth, the church, there are many.
按理讲，每一个基督徒的聚集都应该是为基督的身体做见证。
That every gathering of Christians in this world is to testify for the body of Christ.
就是神在他永远的旨意里面所定规的那个教会是怎样，我们今天在这里的聚会应该具体而微的把神所要那个光景把它显明出来。
But what God has set forth as the body of the church that God is after must be also expressed in on earth.
但事实上的演变并不是这样。
But in reality, it is not like that.
我们看见地上的教会变成一个非常掺杂的光景。
We see how chaotic and complicated is the church in this world.
有的人坚持一部分的真理。
And some insist on a particular truth.
有的人坚持一点点的经历。
And some insist on a particular experience.
有的人坚持一点自己的做法。
And some emphasize on their own methods.
所以把神所要的那个教会的那个光景呢，把它变了质了。
So what God is after, the condition of the church has changed its nature.
弟兄姊妹们，我们晓得这是叫神非常伤痛的一件事情。
You know, this really hurt our Lord.
但是神也容忍这些东西存在在地上。
But God continues to forbear this to happen in this earth.
因为神看见了将来。
But what God sees in the future.
当耶稣基督回来的时候。
When our Lord Jesus Christ returns.
地上所有教会外表的事物全部都拆除了。
All the outward thing of the church will be taken away.
那个基督的身体最后要出现。
And then the body of Christ will be manifested.
所以这也是我们里面荣耀的盼望。
And this is also the hope of glory.
那么今天呢，我们在地上呢，我们就希望我们的聚会呢，是为着那个身体做见证。
So today, when we get it, our desire is to give a testimony for that body.
我要请弟兄姊妹仔细的听，我们并不就是那一个。
Please pay attention that we are not that.
但是因为，只不过因为我们里面呢，想要体贴一点主的心意，希望在这里把主所要教会的光景呢，能够把它活出来。
That the desire that we are mindful of what God is after, that we can live out the condition what God is after.
弟兄姊妹，就是这个点。
Presses on this point.
我必须承认，在西雅图我们的聚会并没有达到主的心意。
I must acknowledge that on this point, the Seattle Assembly has not achieved that will of God.
我们只不过是愿意朝这个方向去。
It is that we are willing to go in that direction.
但是我也晓得。今天因为我们没有能够达到这样一个光景。
Because we know, we reckon that we have not achieved that condition.
所以很多弟兄姊妹在这里聚会。
So many brothers are gathered here.
也很多人质疑我们今天所走的道路到底是个什么情形。
And people would try to assume that what is the way that we're walking.
因为外面有很多的聚会也质疑我们的聚会到底是怎么个情形。
And then outwardly also questions our gathering.
弟兄姊妹们，这些质疑实在也算不得什么。
Really, brothers, this question is really account to nothing.
我们只承认我们在主面前的亏欠。
We must only acknowledge the debt we have before our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，昨天早晨当弟将军讲完道主，我里面的感触是很深的。
So yesterday after the message of Brother Stephen Kwan, it really touched me deeply.
我实在承认我的恩赐是不够的。
I must acknowledge that my gift is insufficient.
这么多年过来，我无法把我里面从主所领受的一点完全的发表出来。
I am unable to articulate what the Lord has given me expressed out.
当然在我们中间有许多弟兄姊妹主已经开了我们里面的眼睛。
But in our midst, many brothers, the Lord has opened your eyes.
我们多多少少的看见一点关于这方面的真理。
To a certain degree, agree that you have seen that truth.
我们需要努力的还非常非常的多。
So there is still a lot ahead of us that we.
所以我们在这里聚会，我们从来也没有勉强任何人。
So in our gathering, we have not insisted on anyone.
我们也不敢勉强任何人。
We have not forced anyone.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我常常讲，如果在别的聚会中你能够得着供应，尽量的去。
Often said, if you receive a supplication from other gathering, please go there.
我想主今天带领我们是，因为主给我这一点点看见，主给他一点点看见，主给你一点点看见，所以我们一同走主的道路而已。
Here, because the Lord had allowed you to see something, allowed me to see something, allowed you to see something, that together we walk on this way.
谁也不能勉强谁的。
That no one can insist.
所以这些年我们在这里从来没有勉强任何的弟兄和姊妹。
So here we have never insist any brothers and sisters.
所以有的弟兄姊妹他到了别的聚会里面去了。
So some brothers went to another gathering.
他打电话给我。
And he called me.
他说弟兄，我现在在那里非常快乐。
And said, brother son, I'm there. I'm very happy there.
我说感谢主。我说你在那里。好好的跟随主。
I said, thank the Lord, you there follow diligently to the Lord.
照着主给你的恩典。
According to the grace the Lord gave you.
忠心在那里服侍。
Be faithful to serve there.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们知道关于今天主在地上教会的见证。
That regarding the testimony of the church of our Lord.
这对于今天我们的侍奉来讲。
Concerning our service.
一面来讲是非常痛苦的一件事。
On one aspect, it's a lot of suffering.
但另外一面来讲，我们感谢主，我们愿意受这个苦。
On another aspect, we thank the Lord. We are willing to take up that burden.
我从心里面可以这样讲。
From my heart, I'd like to share with you.
我爱所有的弟兄和姊妹。
I love every brother and sister.
不管他在任何的团体里面。
No matter in what gathering.
只要是我蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹，
我都爱他们。I love them.
但是，神对于教会，神有他自己的定规。
But God towards the church, He has His desires.
我也不能违背神今天在圣经中给我个人的看见和带领。
And I must not go against what the Lord through the Bible has led.
所以许多的时候，我们感觉我们是活在一种矛盾的情况里面。
Oftentimes we live under this contradiction.
在这个矛盾的里面，这个冲突是非常厉害的。
And then in that contradiction, the struggles is really severe.
弟兄姊妹，也许看见在外面好像我们一样的聚会，一样的讲道。一样的在这里服侍。
Outwardly, you see, we gather together, we preach, and then we serve.
但是每一次当我回到主的跟前，真正摸到教会、摸到见证问题的时候
，But every time when I return to the Lord, when you touch the testimony, touch the church.
有时候真是感觉心力交瘁。
That oftentimes it's
内心的痛苦很深， yeah. 亏欠的感觉也很深。
That I oftentimes I felt fall short of that.
所以这一次主能把我们一同聚在一起。
That this time the Lord gathered us here today.
啊，借着年长弟兄，借着其他弟兄们在主的话语上给我们许多的一些勉励。
Through elder brother, through other brothers, the encouragement through the word they given to us.
我想我们需要祷告。
That we need to pray.
求主开我们里面的眼睛。
May the Lord open the eyes of our heart.
我们需要看见。
That we need to see.
弟兄姊妹，很多的难处，很多的争论。就是因为看得不够清楚。
Many problems, many arguments is because we didn't see clearly.
所以江弟兄在他那一个世代里面有许许多他的同工和许多弟兄姊妹。
So Brother Stephen Kwang, in his time, there are many brothers, sisters and co-workers.
他们经历了在那个时代里面神的心意在他们里面给他们的开启。
They experienced at that time what the Lord has reveal to them.
也经历了那个侍奉上在生活中那许多痛苦的这个冲击和经历。
And also experienced much pain and suffering in that service.
弟兄姊妹们，我不会忘记啊。
Dear brothers,
蒋弟兄1964年站在台上讲到他对他父亲的亏欠。
Brothers, I will never forget in 1964 when our brother shared with us how he falls short of the desire of his father.
这是因为就着作为人子人的儿子所有的一个真诚的一个情感的表现。
That is being a son of a person.
但是感谢主，让我们年长弟兄一直坚持到今天，人就走在主的路上。
Thank the Lord, our brother hold fast to that and continue to walk in the way of our Lord.
我们并不高举任何的人。
We do not elevate anyone.
因为我们弟兄在这里实在是一个好的见证。
Our brother indeed showed a good testimony.
所以我们希望弟兄姊妹们在不多的时间里面
So dear brothers, in not much time left,
我们要起来体贴神的心意
that we must raise up to be mindful of what is dear in the heart of God.
这个是不仅满足神的心的
This not only satisfy the heart of God,
这也使我们在地上的侍奉主啊，侍奉能够得着主的称许。
That also in our service it may bring favor in the eyes of God.
所以时间过得很快啊，我们一下这个夏令会就要过去。
Oh, praise our God, the time passes fast. Now the conference is towards its end.
我们觉得人的言语所能表达、所能交通的都非常的有限。
And the words of man is limited.
我们相信我们的神。
We trust our Lord.
借着他荣耀的灵。
Through the Spirit of Glory,
能够在每一个弟兄姊妹里面做无限量的一个开启
and do work of unveiling in each brothers and sisters.
所以，虽然我们只不过是片段的听到了一些方面的真理
that we only heard this truth.
但是圣灵能用这些话在我们里面给我们用。完整的看见
May the Holy Spirit use this word to see a complete picture
我希望弟兄姊妹们能继续为这些情况祷告
So please brothers pray for this
我想因为时间已经过了 我必须停在这里
For the time I must stop here
我把时间交给
在我们结束聚会以前
before we conclude this meeting
我想我们先唱一首诗歌